If then there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed me, not only in my presence, but much more now in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. This too is the word of the Lord.
Going to spend a few minutes reflecting on our journey of transformation. And we've heard the Exodus reading this morning, and we've seen the people of God over the past several weeks moving as the people of God, and in some ways being transformed from a people who were in captivity to a people of freedom. We also recognize that we're on a journey of transformation. And you might pause even this moment to think, did this past week feel like a journey of transformation for you? What did transformation look like in your journey of faith this past week? Paul says in Romans 12, he says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. These are the marks of a transformed Christian. And so I'd like to make four quick comments on what it might be like for us to be on this journey of transformation. Firstly, I want to say that this journey of transformation is an inward movement. It's an inward movement. Romans 12, again, says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be renewed through your mind. This is an inside movement, an inside journey. And I want to take a closer look at Philippians 2, the passage that Laura has just read for us, and look at the mind references that Paul makes in Philippians 2. In verse 2, he says, be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. In verse 5, he says, let the same mind be in you that was in Jesus Christ. And as we try to get a handle on this mind of Christ issue, let's recognize that it might take some effort. It might take some work. So in verse 12, Paul continues to exhort us, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. but not left to ourselves to work this out or conjure it out or crank it out, but also embracing this reality that as we work, and I often call this work spiritual practices or spiritual formation or practicing spiritual disciplines, as we do these kinds of work through spiritual practices and disciplines, let's remember, and Laura did a great job of pointing that out to us with the kids' story, didn't she? It is God who is at work in us, enabling us to both work and to will, to do his will for his good pleasure. So this journey of transformation is first of all an inward movement. But secondly, I want to say this journey of transformation is a we movement. Not a we, W-E-E movement, but a we movement. This is us together in a journey together of transformation together. God is always calling to himself a people. If you read the scriptures from First Testament all through Second Testament, God isn't calling individuals as much as he's calling to himself a people. That's why we're called the people of God. And in this culture that gets so caught up in individualism, let us be reminded that this is a we journey. This is a we transformation. It almost makes me want to put on a Scottish accent, like Scotty and Sheila Duguid. A we journey together. But let me ask you to take a we test then, shall we? As you reflect on the past week, have you thought that you needed each other? Did you really need the people of God, even in this community of faith? Did you really need each other as you walked through your journey of faith over the past week? And that's not meant to condemn or shame. It's just meant to remind. Did we need each other? If not, then I think the challenge for us is to rethink how we do need each other, how we need to lean on each other for hope, for encouragement, for resources that we might not have in our own strength. Paul affirms this corporate approach in the Philippians text. He is saying you all when he speaks to you. He's not just speaking to you as individuals. God wants us depending on each other. And there's fear and trepidation in that sometimes, because it seems like whenever two or three are gathered, there's this potential for conflict or for adversity or for bitterness or animosity. But as we pursue this inward journey, this mind of Christ journey, we recognize that we can also do this we movement together. So it's an inward movement. It's a we movement. But thirdly, I want to say it's an outward movement. As we become these transformed people together, sharing the mind of Christ, living in and through the mind of Christ, I hope that we can't help but be an outward movement. We become a transformed people that actually make a difference in transforming the community or the culture or the neighborhoods around us. Some of you may know of a book called Irresistible Revolution. And Shane Claiborne is the real deal. And I've found that many younger adults and young families have been reading this book and allowing it to change their lives and challenge their lives and in many ways turn their lives upside down. So I want to read just a short quote from Shane Claiborne's book, Irresistible Revolution. He uses a phrase called practicing resurrection. And he often, if you go and see him speak, and actually he's coming to Edmonton in January for the Break Forth Worship Conference in January. So you may want to see him live. But whenever you see him or hear him speak, he talks about practicing resurrection and being a people of God who practice resurrection. And he lives in a community in downtown Philadelphia called The Simple Way. And in the book, he talks about what it looks like to live in the simple way. He says, we reclaim abandoned lots and make gardens amid the concrete wreckage around us. We plant flowers inside old TV screens and computer monitors on our roof. We see our friends waste away from drug addiction, and on a good day, someone is set free. We rehab abandoned houses, and we mourn the people who die in our community. We try to make ugly things beautiful and to make murals instead of violence. We learn imagination and sharing. We share life with our neighbors and try to take care of each other. We hang out on the streets. We get fined for distributing food. We go to jail for sleeping under the stars. We win in court. We have friends in prison and on death row. We wrestle to free ourselves from macro charity and distant acts of charity that serve to legitimize apathetic lifestyles of good intentions, but rob us of the gift of community. We visit rich people and have them visit us. We preach, prophesy, and dream together about how to awaken the church from her slumber. Sometimes we speak to change the world. Other times we speak to keep the world from changing us. We are about ending poverty, not simply managing it. We give people fish. We teach people how to fish. We tear down the walls that have been built up around the fish pond, and we figure out who diluted it. We try to make the world safe, knowing that the world will never be safe as long as millions live in poverty so the few can live as they wish. We believe in another way of life, the kingdom of God, which stands in opposition to the principalities, powers, and rulers of this dark world. Shane Claiborne, a book called Irresistible Revolution. This journey of transformation is not to be kept to ourselves. It needs an outlet. And even this morning, we've talked about some places where we can take this inner transformation, this together transformation, and take it outward. And so today we've commissioned the Center for Newcomers and our partnership in the ESL. I want us to keep on reflecting and thinking and discerning and praying through what God might call us to, individually and corporately, into those places where we need to be light in the midst of darkness, in those places where we need to practice resurrection as a community of faith here at First Baptist Church, Edmonton. Maybe even today it's welcoming a newcomer, starting a conversation during the coffee time. Maybe it's smiling instead of complaining. Maybe it's sharing a meal this week. Maybe it's speaking hope to someone who might be in a place of hopelessness. Maybe it's a word of comfort for those who mourn this week. So 3 points I've been making. This is an inward movement of transformation. This is a we movement of transformation. This is an outward movement of transformation. Fourthly and finally, I want to say that this journey of transformation has its adversaries. And as we try to be the people of God in this present culture, in this world that is influenced by the evil one, we also want to recognize that there will be adversity and challenge. And I don't know if you've read this week's gospel text in the lectionary in Matthew, but Jesus tells a parable of two sons. He says, what do you think? A man has two sons. He went to the first and said, son, go and work in the vineyard today. The son answered, I will not. But he later changed his mind and went. The father went to the second son and said the same. The second son answered, I go, sir, I will go. But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father? The religious leaders and chief priests and elders said, the first. Jesus said to them, truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even after you saw it, you did not change your minds and believe him. In my fourth point, I want to simply say this, that sometimes we become those Pharisees that say we'll do it, but then don't do it. And then we get challenged by those who we don't think have it together in terms of their spirituality, who say, no, I'm not going to do it, but then actually do the work and will of the Father. So I want to remind us that in the midst of adversity, that's why we need to have this mind of Christ. That's why we need to be together in this we movement as we try to take this journey of transformation outward to people who need it in our neighborhoods, maybe even as close as our families, in our workplaces, in our community. So what is this? We, as First Baptist Church Edmonton, have on our church bulletins this mission: to seek the well-being and peace of the city. We have this call, and we've committed to this call and this challenge to be the people of God, to be ambassadors and agents of healing and light, hope, love, forgiveness. And so as we close our time today in our time in the Word, I want us just to pause and to pray silently and to think on two things, to think and pray on two things. One is to thank God for transformation that you have seen and even experienced. And then secondly, quietly pray, God, where might you be calling me? Where might you be calling we this week to be these people who practice resurrection? Let us pause and pray together silently, and then I'll do a final prayer after some time of silence and prayer. God of power and might, hear the prayers and desires of our hearts. Inspire us, empower us, help us to be a people who practice resurrection this week. Help us to dream new dreams of what it might look like for us to be ambassadors of transformation. Spare us from being merely religious leaders who know all the right answers, and lovingly and graciously empower us to be these new creations who kick back the darkness and usher in light, in the name of a living Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.